Do we have a 40 line or anything like that? All right.
Just make one up.
Welcome back to Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill. It is roundtable number 2 live at the Granada. We'll do roundtables until 7 o'clock or so, and that's when the happy hour starts, so we can go out there and shake hands and kiss ladies and babies if they're out here. I don't think they're allowed. And then at 8 o'clock, the time wasters will get down on it. So everyone's having a fun time out here so far. Yeah. My name is Donovan Lewis.
Hi, Donovan.
Part of the world's most dangerous midday show and the midday makeover. As a matter of fact, my midday brethren are up here on stage with roundtable number 2. To my left is my show partner, Matt McLaren. To my right, Chuck. Is David Mino. And to the far right is Sean.
Thank you, yes.
Bass.
Yes, I know.
Take him out.
There you go.
Too kind.
Why are these two clowns wearing jeans? It's summer chill.
Because it's chill.
Yeah.
Chill is cold.
No, chill is mean you're chilling out.
Do you own shorts?
From the man that needs an Afghan for the studio.
That's why you guys are always so damn hot.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Mino in shorts.
I don't wear shorts unless I absolutely have to.
Your balls are moist.
Like, if we were doing this outside, I'd wear shorts.
Exactly.
The world isn't ready for these yet.
Yeah, I like that, too.
God, you got to let those
a little moist ball.
Something might fall out.
Just slides out the side.
Well, you're a lucky man.
Yeah, you can sit there in shorts, and then the people in the front row get to see everything up there.
I'm too
all
small.
All of it, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't want to see your sack.
I don't want to see it.
Boy, that's the truth.
Jeez.
I know she doesn't like want to see it, because I sure... You know what? Every time my eyes go down in the mirror toward the sack, I close them.
Yeah?
Nobody wants to see that.
Nah.
Yeah, because the older you get, you start realizing, like, my God, really?
You know what? I need, like, a rod and reel to get these things up off the ground at times.
On the sweet spot today, we said the Stars' answer to Oilers girl next year needs to be Justin at a game, and he just shows the sack.
Yeah.
Balls.
And that propels the Stars.
And
to,
it's like ringing the bell at
that
Poncho's.
It's like a rally sack.
That might be illegal.
Instead of raise the flag like Poncho's, you raise the sack.
And then Victory Green just like really steers into it, and everybody's selling the...
You got to be careful with that, man. It can be very offensive.
Yeah?
Shut up. All right, we're here at the
Granada. I'll tell you a story sometime.
And this place is so... You know what? It's chill.
It's chill? Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen a couple of shows here, and one time I saw Wu-Tang Clan on this very stage.
No way.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah, name the Wu-Tang
Clan. All right,
Matt.
All right, Matt, let's
man.
Go.
Let's
name,
go.
Name 4.
You guys know Ghostface Killer?
All right.
The RZA?
Yes, all right. Yes.
The GZA.
Oh, yes. Right. Come on.
One more.
At least one more.
Come on, Matt.
The
somebody that's not young. Somebody that might be aging.
Yeah.
And is not clean.
He's
not young. He's not clean.
Doesn't have a father. Doesn't have a dad.
Come on.
Doesn't have a dad.
Yeah.
He's not young. What is
young.
He?
Young.
Old dirty bastard.
Yeah!
Matty.
That's epic.
Matty.
I was kidding. I knew.
Hip-hop wizard Matt McLean.
He had to fish that out of you like you were constipated, though.
Little pebbles.
Like Bobby D. Whitney Houston one time on the show. You guys remember that?
Yes, sadly. I do recall.
Man, I can't believe I got 4 of them.
Well, you didn't, but we helped you out. I'll give it to you. Man, it is cool being out here and getting a chance to hang out. As far as the performances go with the Time Wasters, I am probably the first time being a bit nervous.
You?
Because, yes.
Because Wu-Tang was here.
I'm not very familiar with what I'm doing. I vowed not to have a lyric sheet.
Yeah.
But on the way over here, I messed up like 5 different lines.
Really? Just nobody knows. Just
but
go
I'm
with
still
it.
Gonna go for it.
How many times have you listened to your specific song in the past 48 hours?
I'm probably around the 75 time.
Oh, really?
I was gonna say 50. Like, I've been singing it out loud with no music or anything just to try to, these are the lyrics, this is where it happens.
But you picked a song that you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar is what Matt's doing. He's doing it for 5 times.
Spoiler.
5 times in a row.
God, that would be so
Kendrick
great.
Lamar, man. I like that guy. come on.
Do you guys remember the first song you guys ever did at a ticket event?
Boy, that's a good one. I think the first time I did ticket stock, I did the Hot in the Hot Tub from Saturday Night Live, the Eddie Murphy, James Brown bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was very hesitant to take the robe off because, you know.
You didn't want your sack to hang out?
Well, no. I wasn't worried about that back then. That was a long time ago. It was.
That's back when it was tighter.
my sack was on the first floor around that time. Now it's in the basement.
Right.
Now it's in the storm shelter now.
You weren't worried about sitting on it every time you take a seat?
No. But I was just worried about the belly exposed on stage. That's something I just didn't do. Now I fire the shirt off in a minute.
Do it right now. Go. You said you'd do it in a minute.
Yeah, come on.
In a minute. Like, not now. He said it takes a minute.
Ladies, do you want to see Donovan without a shirt?
Please.
Yes, I do too.
I think they do.
Oh, you stepped right into this one.
Yeah, no, peer pressure doesn't get to me, bro. I'm good.
Me neither.
Chug. You got to do it. Chug.
He's not going to do it. Matt doesn't do that. He's not going to do it.
I did it.
He did it once. He's never going to do it again.
Breathe.
All right, hold on.
Bitch.
Stop. You try to
chug it.
I'm not going to chug it.
Chug it.
It's an insult to the beer I am drinking.
Oh, my God.
To chug it.
That's how beer's supposed to be made. You're a man.
It's not gold, it's beer.
I mean, there's like three sips left. I mean, what are we doing?
Well, okay, then what are you bitching about then?
I can't be chugging.
Bitch.
Even Bob is
gone.
Bitch.
What is wrong with you guys? I did it that one time. That's enough. You have to learn and grow.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to mention this because on the way here, I heard the hard line talking about Darren Lewis, Tank Lewis, who passed. He went to A&M, and he was one of the Carter running backs. Now, that was before the team got in all the trouble. Like, the movie was made, and Tank Lewis wasn't a part of that because he was already at Texas A&M.
He was, 87?
86, I believe. 86 or 87. Yeah. But an absolute hood legend. You go around my neck of the woods and Tank Lewis, and that is a name that holds everything, dude.
Was he the only Tank in that everybody knew, or would you have to like preface it with his last name just so like?
No,
oh,
I think if you went around the hood around people
five tanks
around my age and you said Tank, it would be Darren Lewis that you would know. And once he got into his issues, he drove the getaway car for a couple of bank robberies.
Really,
he tried to rob the 7-Eleven that's right there by my house.
So he got away with it at first.
Yeah, and I think they got away with it a couple of different times, but then he got caught and then got sent down and got out. And he was just sick, man. Kind of fell sick for a while and then passed away today. But that is, that's hood royalty. For real. And it's sad to hear everything that happened to him, but man, those Carter teams, starting with him and then moving on to the team that won the championship and even afterwards, man, those dudes. I remember one time going to a high school basketball game when I got out of high school. I was in college. My first year in college, I came back home.
Just trolling for some younger girls?
No. It's going to a high school basketball game. And those dudes who were in high school walked in mink coats, full-length mink coats, to where everybody paid attention to them walking in and didn't give a damn about the basketball game that was happening.
Wow.
That's how those dudes had everyone in the palm of their hands around Oak Cliff area when I was coming up, man. But it's sad news to hear that about Tank.
He rushed for more yards than Eric Dickerson. That gives you an idea of what kind
of
college.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
He tested positive for cocaine at the combine.
Oh, cocaine.
And then his stock dropped, and he was a 6-round draft pick and just didn't make it in the NFL and still had those issues.
Chicago.
3 years in the NFL, and I think he only had like 400 yards or something like that. But, dude, that's sad to hear that hood legend status. It's just a couple of people you can name without saying their name, and you'll know who they're talking about. Tank, Robot, Roy Martin, we had him on the show before. That dude right there is absolute hood royalty also, man. It's
Donovan.
It's a No. They probably know me more as Urkel. Oh, yeah. The kid that went to business and is on the radio
now. Oh, the
now.
Math man. Yeah.
He'll take his shirt off in a minute.
There he is. It's Math Man. How awesome would that be?
The dude with those thick-ass glasses. The real short dude.
Where's your briefcase?
Yeah. That's who I know him. But
that's fantastic.
Yeah. No hood legend status for me at all. But we're working on it. I still have time. I'm still trying to work my...
You do have a street named after
you.
I do.
Yeah, it's in the hood,
that's
too.
That's not nothing, see?
That's right. But if you blink, you'll miss it. Where is it? You turn your head and look back, you know, you'll
never go back. It doesn't matter. It'll always be there.
right, we are here at Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill. I almost said the other one. Summer Chill. We will be here until the last P1 leaves. I promise you that.
That's right.
I'm shaking every hand and kissing every lady before we walk out of here.
All right.
Promise that. Call me the Richard Dawson of the ticket. Right in the mouth.